We have Parsha Shmini. Shmini, a very, very exciting Parsha. Adam owns Mitzvah Parsha. Happy Mazel Tov. And we have also a lot of very important things going on. Shmini, the eighth day of what? What's the eighth day? So we know the eighth day is Rosh Chodesh. Nisan Rashi teaches us. It's also the eighth day of the Miluim. The Miluim was the days that were used to inaugurate the Mishkan. To set the Mishkan up, to get it in motion. Moshe was acting as the Kohen Gadol for those days. Karbanos were being brought to inaugurate the Mishkan. Finally, the day comes. Ayyub Yom HaShmini. The Medrash comments, Rabbi Osai, that for all those 7 days of the Miluim until the eighth day, Moshe Rabbeinu erected the Mishkan and took it down. Erected it and took it down. Put it up, put it down. 7 days in a row. It's a very, very troubling kind of concept. Why is that a necessary hakdama, introduction to the Mishkan? Why not just put the Mishkan up finally? It's ready to go. All the malacha was done for the Mishkan. All the different materials were brought in for the Mishkan. It was all made and constructed. Put it up and leave it up. What do you got to put it up? Take it down. Put it up, take it down. Put it up, take it down. Good question. And by Simon Shlita from YU and the Sefer Imre Baruch. On this week's parasha, suggests a very nice idea, which I want to try to embellish with you. He says, he quotes a very, very famous letter from Rav Huttner Zatzal. Rav Huttner says, the pasuk says, Kishev ayipol tzadik v'kam. The pasuk in Mishli says that a tzadik falls 7 times and he gets up. Rav Huttner has a very, very famous comment on this pasuk and says the following: Hatipshim choshvim, the fools think, ki kavanaso b'derech rabusa. The pasuk is telling me the following. Aval pisha sheva yipol tzadik, even though he fell 7 times, yikoma komu kam, he still gets up after the 7th time. That's what the fools think. Aval hachachamim yodim, but the wise people know, heitev, shakavani hi, shemarus hakima shel tzadik hu derech hasheva nefila shelo. No. Do you know why the tzadik stands and endures? It's because he fell. He only stands up because he fell. It's not in spite. And despite the fact that he fell so many times, he still is able to barely walk. No. He's walking the way he walks right now because he fell so many times. He's holding his shoulders high the way he's holding them right now because he worked so hard to become who he became. Look at the wall in this room. There's a lot of cooks on the wall. The Moshe Feinstein, Shlomo Zalman, among other Gedolei Yisrael. They didn't become Gedolei Yisrael without falling. They all fell hard. And they got back up. And that made them who they became. That made them who they were. Rabbi Simon suggests maybe that's part of the idea of the Mishkan going up and going down. In life, things that are meaningful, they don't just come easily and that hard work and effort. Put it up, take it down, put it up, take it down, put it up, take it down. That's the process. That's part of the process. And he brings over here a beautiful pshat from later on in this week's parasha. He quotes from a Hasidic Rebbe, who was a great grandson of the Kadosh Mipshischa, in a sefer called Aron Edus. I'm not familiar with these svarim; I wouldn't have quoted this on my own. But this is such a gorgeous thought. Listen to this: at the end of the parsha, the Torah tells us about the chazir. Who's the chazir? The pig. The pig isn't kosher, but you know what? The pig has one kosher symbol. What does he have? The pig. He has split hooves. So what's the lesson of that? What's the message behind that? So says this the Sefer Aron Edus, a beautiful, beautiful thought. He says, yes, we can learn from the pig. You heard it, right? That's what he said. Brandon, you heard that? We can learn from the pig. What does that mean? It means a lot of times people get involved with matters of Kedusha. And then, you know what? They try, they put an effort, they turn away. It's too hard. Can't handle it. It's a long zman. When is this man going to end already? 6 months already? It's long. And they say, you know what? It's just not for me. I can't handle it. It's too hard for me. And they distance themselves from it. Says this great-grandson of the Pshischa Yid, the following beautiful pshat. We learn from a chazir that it's not what we do. Why is the chazir called a chazir? From the word chozer. What does chozer mean? It means this is how you. I never did this, but if you try pushing a pig away from the garbage, what happens?
Come back.
He comes right back. He's coming right back. He's a He's a chazer, yeah? He's a pig. He's coming right back. He's not stopping. You push him away, he comes right back. And that's why he says, beautiful, that's why, which kosher symbol does he have? On his feet. To symbolize that he has something kosher about him. His feet are kosher. He doesn't let up. He's relentless. He doesn't stop and say, okay, I'm done. I tried. It's not for me. Oh, I can't make anything out of myself. Oh, it's not important. No, he pushes. He never is misyayish. He never is in despair. He never lets up. And we learn from the Chazir this very, very invaluable lesson, this important lesson, Rabosai, of never giving up, of never being miyayish, of always going back. And that's why his kosher symbol is the symbol on his foot. I saw last night a beautiful maisa. I want to share with you a beautiful maisa with a beautiful lesson that I think brings this home, brings this point very, very close to home. And we'll close with this maisa. It'll be a short shmooze today. We'll have to bench though. We'll close with this maisa. The maisa goes as follows. In the olden days, not so long ago, like 100 years ago, there was something called the Big Yerid in Leipzig. People used to go, they would bring all their money, they would save up for a long time, they would go to this market, and they would buy wholesale merchandise, they'd bring it back to their hometown and sell it, retail, and that's how they survived for the entire year. And there was a couple, a husband and wife, didn't have a lot of money, they started saving up penny after penny, kopek after kopek, whatever, all the money they could have. Because they also wanted to go to the Yerid, they also wanted to buy stuff, they also wanted to buy material and also sell back in their town. This is a true story. And they finally, they borrow money and they save up every penny they have, and they finally make it to the Yerid, and they come to the husband and wife both can't go because it costs too much money to get there, so only the wife goes. And she comes to the Yerid, and she's just boggled by all the merchandise she sees. She's so excited. Finally, she's going to buy merchandise and bring it back to her town and sell it. And she comes to this town, and she goes over to the first merchant. She's like, okay, I gotta buy this. I gotta buy this. She puts her hand into her purse to find her wallet, and her wallet's missing. And she's screaming on the top of her lungs, oh my goodness, where's my wallet? How could this be? How am I going to pay back the debtors that we borrowed money from? We owe so much money. What's going to be? Terrible, it's a disaster. All of a sudden she hears on the side of the marketplace a man saying so excited, hey, it's my lucky day, I'm rich. He found a wallet with money inside of it. Oh my goodness. And the woman hears this guy on the other side of the marketplace and she says, oh wow, maybe a little glimmer of hope. Maybe someone found my wallet. And she runs over to the man and says, oh, that's my wallet. And he goes, that was your wallet maybe one time, but it's mine now. She's like, what are you talking about? It's my wallet. Guy's like, maybe it was your wallet, but it's my wallet. Thief, makes a big ruckus. And they agreed together to go to the posik of the town, who was a Yitzchak Ochanan inspector. A big god of Yitzchak Ochanan. And they come to Yitzchak Ochanan, and they ask the shaila. And the woman presents her case. She says, that's my wallet, I lost my wallet. He turns to the man, says, what's your case? The halacha says that if a wallet is lost in a public place, I don't know who it belongs to, I get to keep it. So Yitzchak Ochanan said to her, if that's your case, you're wrong. She gets the wallet back. Why? Because you've got the reason behind the din. The reason why you're allowed to keep an item if it's found in a public place is because the owner gave hope. Here the owner is the husband. The husband's not even here. He definitely didn't get hope yet on this Aveda. And therefore, there was no Yeyash, and therefore the woman gets back her wallet. That was the psak. And this psak made a tremendous ruckus in the yeshivas. Oh, la locha, la lori in the metzias, is he right about chetzuchan? Here's the end of the story. The story made it to the yeshiva of Mir in Poland. The mashkiach of Mir, B'Yuchim Lubavitz, got up and said, besides all the pilpa that we're discussing, oh, right, wrong, la locha, forget la locha la maisa. There's a very, very important lesson, message that must be learned from this story. Said Rabbi Yerucham Lubavitz. Listen to this message. Said Rabbi Yerucham, the message as follows. We are given gifts in this world. And we're messengers. We're given the gift of life. It's not our life. Hashem gave us the life. It's not ours to be miyayisha. It's not ours to give hope on. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us life, and he said, you know what? I want you to wake up today. I trust in you today. Yeish? You're going to despair? Chas v'shalom. You can't despair. God put you in this world for a reason. It's not you. You didn't decide to come here, Ariel. Sorry, I know, I'm sure you would have decided to come also. But you didn't decide to come here. The Baruch Shalom gave us life. It's not ours to give up hope on it and say, I can't do this, it's not for me. It's too much to handle. No, lehefech. You have to learn from the story and also from the Chazir in our parasha. You go back. The Mishkan went down, the Mishkan went up, up, down, up, down. That's how life is. Life is not an even plane where just strut through on even plush meadow and everything is delicious and fine and dandy. No, it's not like that in life. There's ups. Maybe we had an up recently. Purim was a big up for a lot of us. And there's downs. Ben Azman is coming up for a lot of us. That's a down. And then there's up again. There's a new Zman after that. There's downs. And up and down and up and down. That's how life is. And that has to give us chizuk. That has to energize us and realize we should understand there's no makom for yayish. There's no makom to lose hope. It didn't go so great today. We have tomorrow. This Zman wasn't as great as I wanted this Zman to be. It's okay. There's another Zman coming up. This Shana Bet for hopefully for some of us, if we're Zocha to have that opportunity to come back Shana Bet. This is a very, very beautiful lesson which we learned from the Mishkan, from the Chazir, from the story, from the Mitzvah Chanan Maisa. We should be Zocha, Rabosai, to understand the following three words. Yeyush, Shalom Das. Yeyush means giving up hope, means that's when you don't have Das. When a person has Das, when a person thinks about life, and thinks about the gifts he has, and the mission he has, and the opportunity he has, there's never room for this despair. There's never room to give up hope, to say, I can't do it. Lehefech, we should be Zocha to use the kochos we have to energize ourselves and to live life, Bez Hashem, to the fullest. Have a great Shabbos, fellas.